Fighters. Today, I want to introduce you to Michelle Myers of Pink Collars. She's been a friend of the fights, and Pink Collars has for a long time. Many of our clients use their services. Listen, if you want somebody to handle the phones, all the DMs, the emails, your CRM, even possibly run some, you know, meetings for your business, pull in permits, bunch of crazy stuff, you're going to want to listen to this episode. And you're also going to want to go say hi to Michelle and her team at Mile High Profit Summit. They're one of our sponsors there. And just want to make sure that you're aware. So hit the link in the show notes. Go check out what they have. If you're overwhelmed by all the things that you're doing in your business, that is one conversation that you're going to want to have. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Michelle. Michelle, welcome back to the fight. What's going on?
What's up, Tom? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let's just kick this off in the most strange way possible. Before I hit record, you were telling me that you actually close a lot of business at like 2:30 in the morning when people get up and go to the bathroom.
Well, I know it's a weird... It's a weird concept, but I'm telling you, we get a lot of contact forms filled out in the middle of the night. We get a lot of people that have hit the pain point. They don't know where to go. You can tell they're probably sitting in a dark corner somewhere saying, I need help and I need it now. And I can't get up one more day and not have it. I'm just extrapolating that they could be in the bathroom. It makes for a more fun visual for me. But, you know, maybe they're just hanging out at their table and they happen to be in California or something. I don't know. It could be something totally different. But I think a bathroom is a funny visual.
I don't know. I think a lot of people do business while they poop. So
whoopsie. You know, I did not say it.
All right. So I want to introduce you formally. You're with Pink Collars, founder of Pink Collars, and you're one of our sponsors at Mile High Profit Summit that's coming up. So for those that don't know who you are, what you do, give us the overview. Let's dig into that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we do is we try to help get you through the pain point of customer service in your contracting business. So if you can't get to the phone, if you're returning phone calls at 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, you're not spending dinner with your family and you're pressured by thinking that you're missing out on opportunities, which likely you are, we can help you stop the bleeding, as it were. So we answer phones, texts, email, contact forms that come in from your website, all of those insane lead magnets, you know, the icky ones, the cool ones, the Home Advisor, the Yelp, the Nextdoor, all the stuff. We can capture all of that that's coming at you, and we can manage all of it on a CRM and keep you, you know, doing what you do best, which is getting in front of your customers and making them happy. So we can take all that digital and audio traffic out of your hair if you so choose.
This is my fault. When I think of you, I know you're more than what I'm about to say. So I need to know what I need to say from now on, because people are like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, Pink Collars are like, what are they? And I'm like, oh, they're like an answering service, but you're not like an answering service. You're a lot more than that. Yeah.
She's giving me the
red X whammy sign right now. Yeah. So for people like me that call you the wrong thing, because you're very different than anything out there. That's why I know you're not, quote unquote, an answering service.
Yeah. Well, let's just differentiate and qualify the terms before we dig in. Answering service typically answers all your phone calls. They're great at that. They get the customer information. They put the details in your CRM. Or most of the time, they'll just send you an email saying so-and-so called. I call that kicking the can down the road. That doesn't help me at all as a contractor, right? That just means one more thing on my list I got to deal with. What I provide at Pink Collars and what my team provides is we assign one individual to your company that works with you day in and day out. That can be part of your culture. I have some of our team members running full team meetings for the owner. Owner doesn't even do team meetings anymore. He puts us on a television screen in the shop and we run the meeting. Like, it's crazy what we can do. We do all of the phone calls. We've worked strategically in your CRM. So we're placing all the data in. So whether you work with that customer now, 6 months from now, a year and a half from now, you can still contact that lead. So you're never going to lose a lead. You will dominate your market if you continue to just grow that database. And so we're database growers. We do that. We nurture those databases. And then we just respond to all the little itty bitty tiny little questions. And I think one of the coolest things that we can do is that we are CSA Shinfu certified. And we can ask a lot of those pre-qualification questions and tee these people up so that when you're on the phone with them, your 30 minutes on Calendly is 30 minutes of money making and not 30 minutes of nonsense. So we'll get the nonsense out of the way and get you to drill down and be able to close these people right on the phone. So that's really what we do. We really queue them up and tee them up for you.
That's a bit more than an answering service.
A little teeny bit more.
Do we have a cool name for it? We need like a cool name for it. Like,
well, we call our team members CSRs, customer service rock stars, not CSRs like representatives, but rock stars, because we get to know your customer base. When you work on a long-term contracting project and you're in someone's home, it's a very intimate process.
Yeah.
They could be talking to you or your team member once or twice a week. And if we can build that relationship for you, it peels them off of you as the contractor and kind of gloms them onto us. And we can talk about their kitty cat or the fact that the gate is this or the paint is that or whatever's going on in the project, because we have knowledge because we've been there all along the process. And that one individual makes an impact on the relationship building that you're doing as the contractor. Again, that may not be your skill set. You may just want to be out there doing the thing. Let us do that sort of nurturing and that communication and that sort of underfirming or undergirding of the client relationship that you're building out there by what you're doing.
Yeah, it's funny. I've called companies before and you can tell it's an answering service. And sure. In my mind, I'm going, yeah, this isn't going anywhere. I credit people for, okay, at least you have somebody answering the phone. But what I think often happens when you hire a traditional answering service, it's just creating another to-do for you. Just didn't answer the phone. You still got to do the to-do.
Yep,
and you guys eliminate a lot of those to-dos. From people, because you know, just the way you've trained them and they're part of that business. And I'm sure like when repeat customers call, it's the same voice.
100%.
Helps the whole,
it
the whole
helps. Thing. And we're remotely located. So we're not in your face. We're not under your thumb. We're not under your feet. I train and support my team. So all you have to do is tell our management staff what you need out of that person and we'll do it. It's that simple. So there's not a lot of training and handholding and all of that nurturing that you need to do to my team member. I'm going to do that for you so that they come to work every day happy, fulfilled, ready to rumble, and they can actually work on growing your company with you. I tell every single one of my team members that you have gone through the heartache of wrapping trucks, doing a website, running advertisement, doing lead tracking, spending money on everything, and all you need is that one little throughput so that we can just provide the money that can result in all of that work that you've done. So if you don't have somebody in that seat, you're really missing out. Or if you're in that seat, you're really crushing yourself because you've really already built such a beautiful machine. Just let us just push it across the finish line. That's all we can help you do.
Fighters, the profit you earn starts with the stories that you tell. Most contractors will never build their empire because they are telling the wrong stories. That's why I want to invite you to the Mile High Profit Summit, September 14th through 16th, 2022 in Westminster, Colorado. Listen, the world's at it again. Gas is going up. Inflation's on the rise. Ukraine's under attack. Uncle Sam's got his hand out. Your material costs have never been higher. Employees are nowhere to be seen. It seems like your business can't catch a break. But you know what? You got to ask yourself, is that necessarily true? You got to ask yourself, who's writing your story? And that's some of the stuff that we're going to dig into this fall at Mile High Profit Summit. So head to thecontractorfight.com/mile-high-profit-summit. Check out what we have going on and sign up, because this thing is going to sell out quickly. All right. Ideal client for you.
What's ideal the
perfect,
client for
perfect
us?
Perfect client. You could wave a magic wand and go, if everyone was like this, what would that look like?
A perfect client is a six-figure client for us. That used to not be the case, but with the way things have gone in contracting, that's not a hard number for anybody to reach anymore. So we need to be a minimum of six figures. You have to have a CRM in place or a CRM on the forecast. Like, it's got to be on the list of you're going to get it done in the next 60 days, because there is no point in us shoveling anything into a bucket that has a hole in it. So I won't waste your time. I won't waste my time. So you have to have a way to capture all of those leads, like I said, whether you work with them or not. You have to know your numbers. I know that that's one of the things you preach: communication, leadership, and knowing your numbers, right? So I need you to know your numbers, because you and I can't work well together if you're constantly under the pressure of my invoice every 2 weeks. If you're looking at me going, I'm not sure if I can do this, we're not going to work well together, because we're gasoline on a fire. So you got to have a fire, and we got to put the gas on it together. And you have to be able to be a good communicator. We communicate solely through Slack, which is a digital texting platform. I do that for two things. I want you to be accountable, and I want my team to be accountable. I don't want any nonsense like, hey, I called her and told her that. I said this, I directed. I don't want any of that. So if you can't text something to me, or hold it up and record something to me, or even better yet, make a video of something to me, then we aren't going to work well together. And I pay for the Mac Daddy Slack. I've got every bell, every whistle, everything, right? So all you've got to do is be able to run your cell phone, and you and I can work together. So those are really important tools for me.
I want to put light on something here. I don't know if you intentionally, I know everything that came out of your mouth just now was intentional, but I want to do a coaching lesson, because I'm a coach. I can't help it.
Please give it to me. I'm ready.
Not for you, but for listening. What I hope everybody heard is that, number one, you're clear on who your ideal client is, right? Okay. You nailed that down, but you also are unapologetic about, this is our process. This is our system. Like, you're going to use Slack. You need to have this set up. This is how this is going to work. Here's why. Because you can't do what you do best if you're on someone else's process, right?
True.
And that's what we're always trying to drill into people's minds, whether it's a sales process, the way they set a job up or close out a job, or how they determine, you know, like something as simple, you know, this, like contractors saying to a prospect, yeah, you need to send us some pictures, upload them to our website. This is our process that we follow. And then the customer's like, well, I don't want to do that. And then the contractor caves and gets off the process, and now they have problems. And so I want to tell everybody, like, when you have a process, you can easily, if you ever get pushback on it, all you have to say is, listen, you called us because you wanted something done a certain way. You wanted a certain result. The only way I can guarantee that result is if we do things my way, period. Yep. And don't apologize for that. So I hope everybody heard that, because you guys are, you know, and, but you're fun about it. Like, if anyone 100%. Hasn't noticed that, like, you have a great spirit about you and stuff. So you don't have to be an ogre about this, but you're like,
never,
you know, never. Hey, if you don't have Slack, you know, ain't going to work, buddy. Sorry. You know,
and we got to do this. Here's the fun part is that we pay for all of it. It's part of our services. We're not trying to force you into anything, but we're trying to have clarity and transparency and accountability. And I want to be able to go hold my people's feet to the fire if they fall down on something. And the only way I can do that is if we document it together, right? Yeah. The other ideal client that I always ask, and when I do all the discovery calls, which I'm actually in the sales seat again, are, we had a salesperson for the first half of the year, and we have made a transition to putting me back in sales. It's interesting. Yeah. Because I just need to be back in the saddle just for a couple of months to kind of retool the role. The other question I'm asking of everybody coming in is, what coaching program are you in? What leadership are you working on? What books are you reading? I want to know who you are, because if you're open to new ideas, then when I say you have to trust that we're working, you're going to be open to it, because you're going to know that you're teachable, you're coachable, and you're open to new ideas. If you want to sit with your thumb on top of someone's head in an office all day, I'm not going to be a good match for you. I'm just not. Because you're not going to be able to walk past and drop your stuff off at my desk. I'm not there. I live in another city. I'm somewhere else. So those things are also super important for me to understand. And that's just a personality profile I've been doing lately. And it's really nice.
So your CSRs, how long, I want to set some expectations for some people here too.
Please.
Like there's a ramp up time, right? Where kind of
like, is.
I'll share my story quickly here. And it took way longer than needed to, because I'm difficult, but my assistant Roz has been with me since 2015.
Yep.
I didn't know she started out as a VA virtual assistant at five hours a week. I bought a 5 hour a week package with her. And and then about a year and a half, 2 years later, she went totally full time. And now she's like a rock star here, and she's always been a rock star. So, but my point is it took me well over a year. And this was more my doing, not hers. I want to be very clear. I didn't know how to use her. I had never had that role before. I just didn't know what was possible and things like that. And so I want to let people know that this sounds great, but when you hire you guys and they get a CSR, there's a little bit of a ramp up period to kind of figure things out. What does that look like? How long 100%. Does that normally take?
100%. So what happens is when you come into our system, we give you a 3-day onboarding period. That is with a regional manager that's in charge of a team within your time zone. So he or she manages your account for 3 full days. We get all the tools plugged in. We get the scripting. We understand your services. We've usually spent about a week stalking your company online. We've gotten reviews. We understand who you are in the marketplace. We've looked at you on Facebook and Twitter and all of the outlets, Instagram. So we have a pretty good understanding of who you are from a digital perspective before we even talk to you the first day. So all of that digital information is laid out and organized before you show up. Then those 3 days are, let's get on the phone, let's dial in the tools, let's make sure we're in the CRM and all of that. Then once those 3 days go by, you get to decide, yay or nay. I think this is a good fit. No, this was literally like wearing pants that were 4 sizes too small. Can't do it, right? And you get to choose. So there's no connection until you choose. I would say probably 95% of people say 100%, let's go.
Yeah.
Then from there, we either look at the capacity on our team and we match it against what we saw in those 3 days. Are we always going to get it perfect? No. But most of the time we can gauge by getting into your CRM, looking at what you've done last year, looking at what you're doing this year, understanding the call volume, the email volume. We can kind of take a range of, this can go with a person that's existing on our team, or no, we need to hire for this role. And if we hire for the role, then you usually stay with that manager for about a week or two while your CSR is being trained under our system. That, by the way, is about a $3,000 savings to you, just so you know. Training is not cheap. So you're not paying for any of that.
Yeah.
And the best part about that is if we hire a lemon or somebody that doesn't fit our profile, we bounce them in the first 3 days. So you'll never even meet that person. So we will protect our brand and protect your company by way of that, by making sure that we get someone in the seat. Each team has a team success manager. So that manager floats throughout all the new people. So we have somebody that's fully supporting that new person all day long. In addition to the regional manager, full support. You can't provide that support. That's two full-time people literally making sure this person is answering the phones well. We do a week of full shadowing where the person is on Zoom 8 hours a day. Do you have 8 hours a day to sit with someone on Zoom? I don't think so. I mean, no contractor does. So we really invest in making sure that person's really grounded and in the seat well. And then I would say it's usually about 60 or 90 days before the contractor turns around and goes, hey, can you pull permits? Right? Hey, can you order tile? Hey, I mean, all of a sudden, like the world opens up because the freedom starts to emerge in that contractor's life, because now he's up above everything. Now that 30 or 60 days worth of junk on his to-do list is gone. Work's flowing in nicely. And then the pressure is down and he goes, okay, now I can work on my business and I can strategize with Pink Collars on how to add something else to my scope of work, how to dial it in even further, how to add another service, how to move into Christmas lights or whatever, just whatever you want to do. And we have all of the systems so you can start to layer those things on top of us or on top of your business as you need. And then we can just answer and take care of those different tasks as they go along through the company. So the beauty is that you really get a lot of clarity when you have a talented team behind you. And that's something that I can't put a price on. I mean, I can tell you from a business owner's perspective, and I manage over 40 people, that the moment I get in the weeds in my own business, the creativity is gone. And so I always am trying to like, just get above and look around. And my team is the only way that I get that pressure relief valve on my business even. And so I recommend that to every business owner. Look at what you're losing in creativity. Look at what you're losing in family time. Look at what you're losing at not being able to fulfill other opportunities in your market. And let us help you relieve some of that by taking this really effective and simplified problem off of your shoulders. My husband, I don't know if you know this, but my husband just went into the trades. We just opened a floor coatings company.
I did not know that.
100% true. So we partnered with a guy named Brandon Vaughn. He's on the West Coast. He lives in Oregon and he started a company called Wise Coatings. So my husband is feeling the pain, right? He's 6 weeks into delivering services and he's answering his own phones. You know why? Because he can't afford pink collars.
He's not an ideal client.
Yeah. He might live with me, but he's not my ideal client yet. And it's funny because he'll come home at night and he says one of the hardest and most draining things is keeping up on all the admin. So I'm literally living beside this right now and it's awesome to watch. I'll help him pretty soon, but he's not ready yet. He's not big enough yet.
Right. I love that. So last question, and then I want to give you the last word here before we go. Real quick, guys, if you're, you know, get to Mile High Profit Summit, you know, hit the link in the thing here and show notes or whatever. And it's going to be a great event, but you can talk to Michelle and her team and get to see what they got going on. So my last question for you is, I was like this, there's always something about other industries that you don't expect.
Sure.
Right. Like for instance, as a contractor, one of the things that I think most people that are not contractors don't understand is the amount of psychology and psychiatry that you have to implement with your employees, with your customers, things like that, like talking people off the ledge. Like you really have to be skilled in so many ways, right? To be solid.
100%. And
so I'm curious, like, what's something about your industry that the outsiders would just go, get out of here. No way. Like anything come to mind with that?
Yeah, I think the skill of listening is something that I'm really seeing emerge in our company even more so than before. I think COVID has really isolated a lot of people and a lot of people are looking for connection. They may work at home alone. They may live alone. They may be fearful. They may have medical issues. They may not have been out anywhere. I mean, I don't know about you, but I flew the whole time through COVID. I traveled. Nothing stopped me, but I have friends that were literally like shut-ins for like the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I have seen my team rise to the occasion to really actively listening to customers. And it's been a fun thing to watch. We just hired a coaching company that's going to help us even more further evolve that skill. Because I think that when you can connect with a company as a customer, and when you can offer that service as a client, as a contractor like myself, there's something really beautiful about that that brings the humanity back to the transaction of business with one another. And I'm really proud to say that I have a team of very dynamic and capable and empathetic people that are really doing an awful lot more listening than transacting lately. And so that's something I'm really seeing change out there.
One of the things I hear from our clients that use you guys all the time, one of the consistent things is that you guys have a really high give a crap factor.
We do. I care a lot.
That's what I call it. Like you do. And like I said earlier, I've called companies and there's been answering. So I had one of them many years ago and I never got the sense. I always felt like it was just somebody that was just punching the clock and taking messages. You know what I mean? And I know that's not you guys. And so I think that human element is one of the things that sets you guys apart. I see this with, not that I count you as like a technology company, but like I see this a lot with tech companies, software, CRM type companies that we partnered with and stuff. Mm-hmm. The best ones are experts at the people game. And you know, in that industry where it's virtual and it's technology and all these things, it's really easy to blow off that human element. And I think that's a strength of yours. So
Thank you. And I mean, you share that strength. It's number one on your list of things that you're going to teach people in Battleground. Communication is one for a reason. I mean, that's not there because it's not important. And so I think all of us could fine tune that in any service that we provide. But I love to see that that's happening for us over here.
Awesome. All right. So what's something that you want to share that I haven't asked or talked about before we wrap this up here today?
Well, I have put together a landing page for everybody listening, and it's pinkcollars.com/the fight. Okay. I'll make sure to give it to you so we can put it in the show notes. And I would love it if everybody would jump on that website, because I'm going to give a free tool away that customers use and clients use here at Pink Collars that takes us hours to put together. And I'm going to give you a template for it so that you guys can run your own companies in the similar fashion that we're running businesses that might be larger for you. So if you're not quite at that six figure yet, and you really want some tools to help you, I'm going to give that to everybody who's listening free. And I'm not going to bug you or spam you about it, but you're going to at least have some sort of little insider knowledge on how we help other companies all over the country. So that's my gift to you.
Yeah. I love it. Well, make sure you send that link to Roz, because if you send it to me, I'll never see the light of day again.
100%.
See, this guy's, this is the process. This is the process. I remove myself from anything important.
Smart.
And we usually do pretty well. So, well, I appreciate you hanging with us here today. And guys, I encourage you to go to pinkcollars.com/the fight and check out what Michelle has for you there. Have a phone conversation with them, or is that part of your process, that initial consult? Is that what you guys do?
It is, absolutely. Okay. If you fill out the form for that free tool, it'll give you access to my calendar. If you want to spend some time with me, you can. There is zero pressure. It just gives you a link and you push the button and say, I want to talk more, but it's up to you.
Bingo. I love it. Well, Michelle, as always, it's a joy talking with you.
Thanks.
And catching up. I can't wait to see you this fall in Denver at Mile High. And everybody, go check out what they got going. We appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Give us a rating, review, share this with another contractor. And we are out.